change to thinking. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Kids, Parents, and Families. I'm Deirdre Bryant, and today we're going to be talking about punctuation, something that seems to have fallen by the wayside these days. And then a little later in our program, we're going to be giving you a safety quiz with some safety tips that might just save your life or the lives of your family. So stay with us for that. In the first part of our program, we want to talk, as I just said, about punctuation. And we have on the phone line with us Jeff Rubin. He was with us last year because on September 24th, in addition to being my husband's birthday, it's also going to be National Punctuation Day. And Jeff is a former newspaper person who has now devoted his life to educating people about punctuation. He travels around the country with his wife. They put on programs for elementary school-age children. And he's also has a terrific website, a couple of websites, drawing attention to punctuation. Good morning, Jeff.
You too. Good morning.
We're glad to have you with us today. I guess you're getting ready for another big event on Monday.
I am, and, you know, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but I chose September 24th because it was your husband's birthday.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you know, he's really not too bad when it comes to punctuation. He's pretty one of the guys who's pretty good with that.
Well, you married well. What can I say?
I guess I did. But now, you know, a lot of people are not good when it comes to punctuation. We see signs all over the place with misplaced apostrophes and commas and everything else. How much is the Internet to blame for this?
I'm not sure that the Internet is a lot to blame for it. I think the education system is mostly to blame. About 30 years ago, there was a movement called Whole Language. Teachers were trained to teach their students creative writing techniques and story development. De-emphasis was placed on spelling, grammar, punctuation. Now it's coming full circle. They're going back to teaching the basics, but the interesting thing is that all of these teachers who came up in that system, they've got to go back now and take continuing education classes because they didn't learn this stuff when they were in college.
Hmm. Well, it is surprising when you see that kids just don't really. I mean, I've seen it with my kids. It wasn't as emphasized as much as it perhaps should have been, but they're basically pretty good. I mean, you do see some of the writings of kids these days, and they're pretty clueless about some of the points of punctuation. Where do you think it should begin? What age should children start learning about punctuation?
Well, in the schools, they're really starting in first grade now, and my wife and I go into schools, and we do this program called Punctuation Playtime. And it's geared for children in first through sixth grade. We don't work with middle school or high school kids. It's strictly elementary school kids. By the time they're in first or second grade, they know perhaps four or five of the 13 most common punctuation marks. So we teach them the rest of them. And we do that with games and songs. We wrote a rap song called The Punctuation Rap. And you would be amazed by the end of the program, kids who don't know what an ellipsis or a semicolon is, they know it then, and they know how to use it because we quiz them in the games that we play.
Well, you know, some kids might say, well, why do I need to know this? Because, you know, on the Internet, I don't think anyone really uses punctuation and, you know, communicating back and forth with, you know, the instant messages and everything. They kind of have their own language they speak in, and they may say, why do we need to know this?
Yeah, and text messaging has eliminated vowels.
Right.
And here's an alarming thing. There's a school in New Zealand. The school board voted to allow students to use text message language on their exams.
Wow.
Yes, because they're so used to it. So to me, that's a complete failure of the school system to teach what they're supposed to teach. you know, someday what's going to happen, the next big thing, is that there won't be text messaging. Everything will be voice activated. So if you wanted to send a text message to your husband, mm-hmm. you wouldn't have to punch it out on your BlackBerry. You could just talk into your BlackBerry and the text message would appear on your husband's BlackBerry.
Wow.
That's what's going to happen. You know, there's an interesting article on my website. A study was done by Cal State East Bay, which is one of the, I think, 22 or 23 Cal State University campuses. They did a study. It showed that 50% of incoming college freshmen in the United States, 50% have to take remedial English.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
Because what college professors value, spelling, punctuation, grammar, is so low on the list of what high school teachers teach
mm-hmm.
That these kids are not being prepared for college.
Well, the college essay, just trying to get into college.
Yes.
I mean, the essay is so important, but, you know, so many kids now have spell check, and they have all these things that will correct it for them.
Yes.
But if they have to sit in a classroom and write an essay on their own, many of them are just kind of, you know, up a creek without a paddle.
Well, most of the spell checkers don't work properly.
Mm-hmm.
I was recently asked to test a beta version of a grammar checker. And I put in a sentence, it was a very simple sentence, why does the men have to wait so long?
Mm.
And it did not catch it.
Mm. Okay, so you can't always depend on
that. No, you can't depend
yeah.
on that.
Yeah. All right, we need to pause for our first break. When we get back, I'd like to talk to you about some of the most common mistakes when it comes to punctuation, and perhaps you can go through some of the different symbols and what we need them for and why they're important.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back.
Got a topic you'd like to hear on Kids, Parents, and Families? Let us know at oldies1510.com or call 908-850-1000. Back after this.
It should be the simplest of things, really. Dialing the phone, waiting for a person at the other end to answer. Yet.
Major Conglomerate Pharmacy, please stay on the line. Your call is important to us.
Hey, if your call is that important, shouldn't there be a real person there for you to talk to?
If you're calling to refill your prescription, we're a little busy right now. If it's Wednesday before 11, but not after 12:15, and you're wearing Argyle socks, press 9.
Look, for most people, it's pretty simple. If they're calling their pharmacy, they want to talk to a person who can help them, which is reason enough to call Panther Valley Pharmacy. Because at Panther Valley Pharmacy, you'll get a real person every time.
Panther Valley Pharmacy, this is Patty. May I help you?
This is Annie.
Hi, this is Bogdan.
Hi, this is Pat.
Hi, Panther Valley Pharmacy, this is Bog. How can I help you?
So stay out of phone jail.
If you'd like relief from itching, go ahead and scratch.
Get a real person every time at Panther Valley Pharmacy and Gifts. They accept all prescription insurance plans. They deliver your prescription for free, and they're open 7 days a week. Panther Valley Pharmacy and Gifts, Route 517, Alamuchi.
Hi, this is David Rookie, Executive Director of the Hackettstown Bid. It's amazing how much our local business community has to offer area residents. Here are just a few examples.
Imagine your favorite music at the touch of a button in every room in your home. Just call Ambiance Systems for music for flat-screen, high-def TV home theaters. These guys are the best. Ambiance Systems, across from Hess, Main Street, Hackettstown.
At Evolutionary Martial Arts, your child will achieve more than just learning to kick and punch. They'll stay fit while learning life skills like self-control, teamwork, and discipline. Visit our website at HackettstownMartialArts.com or call 850-6009 to schedule a free trial class.
Hi, this is Amy.
And Justin.
And Joel.
And the great thing about the new Hackettstown Trading Post clearance outlet is...
The bargains?
I'm thinking bargain.
It's unanimous, and the clearance center is open every Wednesday through Sunday.
Across from the Trading Post, downtown. Hackettstown.
These are just a few of the hundreds of local businesses that I'm sure you'll enjoy once you get to know them. Good for the economy, good for everybody. A reminder from your friends at the Hackettstown Bid.
Your friends have done it. Some of your coworkers probably have too. Even your relatives have tried it. And everyone's loved it. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to take your first cruise? Skyland World Travel of Hackettstown invites you to experience one of life's truly great pleasures. Join us on a fabulous 6-day, 5-night Bermuda cruise aboard Royal Caribbean's Explorer of the Seas luxury cruise ship. Still not decided? Well, then come to a special cruise night Skyland World Travel will be hosting on Thursday evening, September 27th. It's absolutely free. All you have to do is call Skyland World Travel to reserve your free seat. Call 852-7081. That's 852-7081. The cruise night will be right here in Hackettstown. It should be a great night, so don't miss out on the fun. Again, cruise night admission is free, and there'll be light snacks and prizes, too. Call Skyland World Travel and tell them you want to sign up for the special free Bermuda cruise night, or stop into their office on Route 46 at East Avenue, Hackettstown. Don't miss out. Call today. Call right now.
Everybody's got an opinion. We'd like to hear yours. Give us a call at 852-1234 and join the conversation. Now, here's Deirdre Bryant.
We are back with Jeff Rubin, founder of National Punctuation Day, which takes place on Monday. Hopefully some schools around here will be doing something to mark the event. It is listed on the Chase calendar of events and on some other sites as well. Is that right, Jeff?
On Chase's calendar of events and the teacher's calendar, which is a book published by McGraw-Hill that's sent to teachers, and it's got all kinds of interesting events during the school year. It's a sort of a day-by-day almanac of historic events, birthdays, holidays, stuff like that.
Okay. Well, hopefully some of our teachers will be marking the event by giving some attention to punctuation.
Hey, here's something great that they can do. They can have a contest in their classroom. They can have the kids invent a punctuation mark.
Invent a punctuation mark.
Invent a punctuation mark. For example, like the apostrophe. The apostrophe is a punctuation mark that's formed by an exclamation point, but instead of a period at the bottom, you have an asterisk. And it's used when you expostulate, like, I can't believe you did that.
You mean it's more emphatic than
an... It's more emphatic than an exclamation point.
Oh, okay.
So I invite your teachers to have their kids invent a punctuation mark and send it to me, and I'll post it on my website.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. There's a challenge for you out there.
There you go.
All right, Jeff. What are some of the most common mistakes that you see, either misplaced punctuation marks or ones that are omitted?
Well, the most common one is the misuse of the apostrophe, and it's misused in many ways. People just don't seem to get it right, and the rule is so easy. In fact, you're going to be embarrassed when I tell you how easy it is. If it's plural, there's no apostrophe. How easy is that?
If it's plural.
If it's plural. So if you have a car, and you have more than one car, it's C-A-R-S, not C-A-R apostrophe S.
Right.
So if it's plural, no apostrophe. And that's the mistake I see most frequently. For example, people send me photographs from all over the world. Here's one from, this is a sign in the bathroom in a state park in New Hampshire. There are no longer paper towels. Please save a tree and use the hand dryers, D-R-Y-E-R apostrophe S.
Mm.
Or my favorite one, which is on a an outhouse at the Isle Royal Camp Shelter in Wisconsin. Don't like farts, F-A-R-T apostrophe S. I mean, you couldn't make up this stuff. And out by me, there's a guy running around Northern California who makes custom imprinted apparel and advertising specialties for people. And on his sign, which is on his truck, he says, it gets you noticed, G-E-T apostrophe S.
Hmm.
Now, would you trust this guy to print your company's apparel?
No, I don't think so.
And get this, hanging in the rafters at the University of California at Berkeley, one of the nation's top five universities, is a banner proclaiming that the university's basketball team went to the men's basketball tournament, M-E-N-S apostrophe.
Okay.
I mean, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, there's obviously confusion about the apostrophe usually signals possession.
Yes, it does. So if it's, let's say, let's take the example of the car again. The car's muffler needs to be replaced. C-A-R apostrophe S.
Right, if you're speaking about one car.
Right, then it would be an apostrophe S. Now, if it were multiple cars, possessive, C-A-R-S, apostrophe.
Right.
Or apostrophe S, depending on the style book that you use, and that, again, causes a lot of confusion. In mm-hmm. newspapers, you would never see that second S. But if you follow the Elements of Style, which is one of the oldest style books, they say to use the apostrophe, the second S.
Mm.
It's very confusing. Wouldn't it be great if everybody just got along and agreed?
It isn't a simple thing, is it?
It's not a simple... Listen, I'll tell you, this... English is one difficult language.
It is. Well, now, what about the word... Now, isn't there something special about its?
Its.
Because it, with it, you never have an apostrophe at the end of...
Exactly.
Of
and,
its.
And this is the exception to that rule. I-T-S, with no apostrophe, is possessive.
Mm-hmm.
I-T apostrophe S is a contraction.
Right.
For it is.
It is, okay.
And yet, I see sometimes I-T-S apostrophe.
Okay.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
And my guess, the person who wrote that has no idea either.
That's
but
right.
Like many people do, they thought, you know, I think I'm going to put an apostrophe
right.
over here.
It feels like it needs one.
Right. Or a comma. How many times yeah. you're reading a sentence mm-hmm. and there's a comma there,
yeah.
and it's not a natural place to pause, and right. so you ask the writer, why did you put a comma there? And they say, you know, I thought it was time for a comma.
Right, that just, which makes no sense. All right,
right.
Let's. Can we go to our phone lines and take
sure.
a call? All right. Hi, Pam. You're on the air.
Hi. I was just wondering, my son actually... asked me this. In the rose sign, it has L-O-W-E apostrophe S.
Rose, you mean
the right. home store.
The home store.
Uh-huh.
It
yes.
has apostrophe S on their sign.
Yes, and they are correct.
Okay, what is apostrophe for, though?
Because the person who founded that store is Mr. Lowe, L-O-W-E. And
okay.
It's his store.
Okay.
So there's the possession right there. The
okay.
store belongs to him.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, good. That makes sense.
There you go.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, if you didn't know that there was a Mr. Lowe, you would wonder why that would be there.
Well, you know, out here there's a supermarket called Albertsons.
Uh-huh.
And the man who founded it, Joe Albertson.
Uh-huh.
And he has no apostrophe. In his signs. Years ago, there were these two guys in Oregon, they were editors, and they founded an apostrophe society with the sole purpose of getting Albertsons to change its signs to apostrophe S. And needless to say, they were not successful.
Yeah. Well, you know, you were talking a minute ago about it. Well, I think we can, well, let's move on to the comma. The apostrophe, we know, it usually signals possession. If
yes.
it's an apostrophe, yes, it's singular. If it's a S apostrophe, it's plural, a number of possessions there. But with the comma, I love the one that you use on your website, this example that you have, where you take this phrase about the importance of a comma and the meaning, where you have... Let's eat, Mommy.
Yes, and then let's eat, Mommy.
Right. If you leave the comma out, you have let's eat, comma, let's eat, Mommy. But if you leave the comma out, you've got let's eat, Mommy.
Let's eat, Mommy.
Yeah.
And how about commas and periods? Where do they go when you have a quotation mark?
Okay, if you have a quotation mark, doesn't
yes.
it a comma, doesn't it usually go before the end of the quotation mark?
Yes, it does. And yet, most of the time... You will see it placed outside a quotation mark.
Like the period or the comma.
And, mm-hmm. and the period and the comma always go inside a quotation mark in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But in England, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, this is a case where wouldn't it be nice if everybody just agreed?
So for those of you writing term papers outside the country, you just
well,
need to...
there was a popular book a few years ago called Eat, Shoots, and Leaves.
Oh, that's a great book.
It's a great book, and the author, Lynn Truss,
uh-huh.
is British.
Uh-huh.
And that book was published in England. It was a bestseller. When it came over here, it was not re-edited. They published the British version.
Uh-huh.
And if you read that book, you will see all of these discrepancies. in that book, and you're wondering, how could they miss this?
Mm-hmm.
It's because that's the style in England.
Okay.
It's not the style here. So, again, people are confused enough.
Yeah.
Why are we confusing them even more?
Well, let's confuse people a little bit more when we get back from a break. We'll talk a little bit about some of the more confusing punctuation marks, such as the semicolon and the ellipsis and even the sometimes the dash. People don't know how to use a dash. So
they confuse it with the hyphen.
That's right. So hold on, and we'll be right back.
Hope you're enjoying the program. We'll be back with more of Kids, Parents, and Families with Deirdre Bryant on Oldies 1510 right after this.
A lot has happened over the past 37 years at Mama's Restaurant and Cafe Bocce in Hackettstown. Quite an evolution. Now, the pizza at Mama's has always been something special. Wouldn't be the Hackettstown area's favorite if it wasn't. And now you even have an express area to pick up your pizza in a hurry. But Mama's has added so many services over the years. Their catering has set the standard for what customers have come to expect. From a simple half tray of ziti to a large party complete with full staff. And they cater at your place or theirs. With the choice of the Rainbow Room, Cafe Bocce, or their brand new catering facility in Belvedere, Bellagiorno. Other services you'll find at Mama's, Cafe Bocce, not just for meals, but for gourmet coffees and desserts. And live entertainment every weekend. Mama's will even deliver your business lunch for free. So a lot has happened over the past 37 years at Mama's and Cafe Bocce, but some things haven't. Because at Mama's, it's always been fine food and love of life. Mama's and Cafe Bocce in the Shiano Plaza, Mountain Avenue, Hackettstown.
Wow! $49 down and you're driving at Hackettstown Ford. Yes, just $49 down. Choose from over 200 like new vehicles, plus special extra low mileage Ford cars and trucks. Hurry in now. Save up to 50% off the sticker price. Get at least $1,000 more for your trade. And we're the credit kings. Everyone's approved. That's why.
Everyone can afford.
Brought to you by Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, and Bud Lake, where the service department is now open Saturdays 8 till 2.
There'll be plenty of sunshine around the next few days. It's great late summer weather continuing. Today's high just above 70 in most spots and partly cloudy in 50 to 55 tonight. Tomorrow partly sunny and warmer in the mid and upper 70s and close to 80 by Friday. Frank Lombardo from the Oldies 1510 Weather Center.
Thank you, Frank. Right now at 1027, the temperature is up to 60 degrees, blue skies and bright sunshine, and more. Kids, Parents, and Families with Jeff Rubin right after this.
Finally, an answer to the age-old question. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
No. The age-old question about stuff.
Oh, should I keep it or throw it out?
Yeah, we'll help you decide on Value This with Brian and Leon.
Yeah, call us and ask us about all your antiques and collectibles.
We'll help you figure out what you've got
and tell you if it's trash, treasure, junk, or fortune.
Value This, Tuesdays at 10 a.m.
on WRNJ, Oldies 1510,
where we answer the questions that are ages old.
Yeah, just like us.
Thanks for listening to WRNJ's version of Real Life 101. We call it Kids, Parents, and Families. And now, back to your host, Deirdre Bryant.
We're back with Jeff Rubin, founder of National Punctuation Day. He's been traveling around the country. He and his wife have a program where they teach kids about punctuation. If there are schools that would like to find out about the program that you do, how do they do that?
Well, they can get on punctuationplaytime.com. We offer the program two ways. We'll come and perform it. Or we also have an instructional DVD, not for kids. This is for teachers
mm-hmm.
that trains teachers how to do the program. And we give them all the support materials. There's lots of workbooks and activities and stuff like that. We give them all that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's. As we were mentioning before we went to the break, there are some other punctuation marks that cause a lot of confusion for people. The dash and the hyphen. What is the difference, and how do you use the dash and the hyphen?
Well, the dash is used to separate words,
mm-hmm.
Mostly at the end of a sentence. So if you have a word that breaks at the end of a line, you put a hyphen there. Now, the dash is about twice as long as the hyphen. And the dash is used to separate a phrase within a sentence. So a hyphen is used to separate a word or join two words, and a dash is used to denote an abrupt change of thought in a sentence and separate a phrase in the middle of a sentence.
Okay. On your website, you have, for an example, you say for using a dash, you say, we will fly to Paris in June, dash, if I get a raise.
Right.
Now, could you use a comma there as well?
You know, you could. You could use a comma there. There are many instances where you can use one punctuation mark or another. The dash would be more emphatic.
Okay.
Than
all
a comma.
Right.
A comma would signify just a pause,
mm-hmm.
and it's correct. A dash would indicate something stronger is coming.
Okay. You also show that you can use it in lists or using it before an author or composer's name at the end of a quotation.
Right. That would, say, take the place of a bullet point.
Okay. All right. What about the semicolon, which causes great confusion for many people, but it is my daughter's favorite punctuation mark?
A semicolon separates two independent clauses. The way we teach it to kids, because even in fourth grade or fifth grade, most of them have not been exposed to the semicolon.
Mm-hmm.
So here's how we teach it. It's actually two sentences. And these sentences, they're like brothers and sisters. They're so closely related. You could put a period there, but they're so close. They're like blood relatives. You put a semicolon. Now, an independent clause has two things. What does a sentence have to have to be an independent clause? It has to have a subject
mm-hmm.
and a predicate.
Mm-hmm.
Once the kids grasp those concepts that you actually have two complete sentences, they get it right. And then I tell them, now you could put a period there, but you can also put a semicolon. Now, the semicolon is also used to separate items in a list where there are lots of commas.
Mm-hmm.
That would indicate the end of one section of a list and the beginning of another section.
Yeah, that's how I've always thought of it,
yeah.
Usually as when you're sort of listing things
yeah.
that all are in the same idea group.
Exactly.
Well, kind of. Yeah, I don't use them very often. My daughter uses them a lot when she's writing papers, but I can't remember the last time I used a semicolon. All right, how do you differentiate a semicolon from a colon?
Well, a colon, the two dots, one on top of the other, introduces items in a list. So, for example, if I were to say, the company had several items for sale, colon,
mm-hmm.
Books, comma,
mm-hmm.
tapes, comma,
okay.
CDs, comma.
Mm-hmm.
So the colon introduces the list. And, of course, it's also used in telling time on digital watches.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And proportions, too. You know, here's something that's interesting a lot of people don't realize. Punctuation is really important in mathematics. There's a lot of punctuation used in math.
Mm-hmm.
Commas, colons, dashes, periods, all used in mathematics.
Yeah, for me it was always a question.
If you miss one of those, you can be in trouble.
Yeah. No, for me with math, it was always a question mark. So.
Well, I flunked algebra three times. So.
Okay. What is the difference between using brackets and parentheses?
You know, they're really similar. Parentheses, you use it to include material that perhaps you want to de-emphasize, you know, just a little extra material in a regular sentence.
Mm-hmm.
You would use brackets in the same instance, but in quoted material.
Ah, okay.
So if you've got a quote,
uh-huh.
You want to put the brackets in there because the brackets, the information in there is not part of the quote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
You have to really be careful with quotes because you're you're repeating what someone else said. They didn't say the information that's inside the brackets.
Okay. All right, so you're giving a little bit, like you have, I'm looking under your website here, you're quoting the death of three civil rights workers in Philadelphia, and then you have in brackets Mississippi,
right,
marked the turning point. Because in the quote, they did not say Philadelphia, Mississippi, but you're adding Mississippi.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, well, that helps. Well, certainly, your website can help people get a better understanding of this. You have two websites, and one, as you mentioned before, was the Punctuation Playtime, which is a good resource for teachers and perhaps parents as well. And then you have your nationalpunctuationday.com website.
Yes, and we are constantly updating that.
Mm-hmm.
So I invite your listeners to send me photographs.
Ah, okay.
And again, I invite your teachers to have their kids invent a punctuation mark and send it to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll certainly do that. They can send it to you over the Internet, I guess.
At Jeff at NationalPunctuationDay.com.
Great. Well, Jeff Rubin, thank you very much. Much appreciated. And I hope you get a big response on Monday to National Punctuation Day.
Deirdre, thank you. It's going to be the next great holiday.
Okay. When the kids get it off that day off for school, that's when they'll really be celebrating punctuation.
That would be the apex of my life.
Okay. All right, Jeff. Well, thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.